This is so typical of the campaign. We have love on both sides and guerrilla warfare among the press. It had been my intention to make only one announcement today, but because of a phone call that came in an hour ago, I have two to make. One is that I will suspend my candidacy for President of the United States, and because of the second phone call, I am pleased to announce that I've agreed to accept the presidency of the Speedo Bathing Suit Company. And I'm serious. You finished? A year ago, you and I began our journey of purpose. We undertook this journey out of love of country. America faces economic peril and social disharmony. That is not what America is all about. America is a great nation, and we are a great people, and we must be called to that greatness. This journey had two missions. The first was to redefine the Democratic Party, to combine economic growth with our traditional social compassion. America needs such a Democratic Party. I believe the force of our message and our shared survival has caused people all over this country to see a new path. It is a steeper and harder path, but it is more compelling and more noble. It is the path of America's future. At the end of that path lies a prosperous and humane America. More importantly, it is the path of our generational responsibility. Our young deserve our willingness to make hard choices. Their fate lies in our resolve. To turn away from that sacred responsibility is to violate the legacy of our ancestors. That message, that sacredness, that resolve was my mission. And I feel deeply fulfilled. The obligation of my survival has been met. The second mission was to secure the nomination, take the party and take the fight to George Bush. I believe that I could have brought in independents and moderate and disaffected Republicans to combine with traditional Democrats and become President of the United States. But the hard fact is that the nomination process requires resources. And last evening it was clear that we did not have the resources necessary to fight the media war in New York. We simply did not have the resources. I would have been defined by others and have been unable to defend myself. Worse, my message would have been wounded, and all that we worked for this past year would have been put at risk. The message must endure. At times, we are under a great pressure to change our views to accommodate various interests. I chose not to. My principles could not have been compromised without destroying that message. Those decisions cost us dearly, and the resources simply were not there to make up the difference, and thus today's announcement to suspend the campaign. The alternative was clear. The alternative was to play the role of spoiler. That is not what I'm about. That is not worthy. I did not survive my ordeals in order to be the agent of the re-election of George Bush. My task is to pay homage to principles. In the larger sense, it is our collective, you and me, our collective commitment to a set of values. That is what will endure. We stood for something. We stood for something. And that is what I want you to take away with you. What you worked for, all the hours, all the agonies, all the sacrifice, that was what this was about. Your dedication moves me deeply. You live in my soul. We are part of a larger force, and we have served our country. My heart is hopeful for America. I congratulate Bill Clinton and Jerry Brown. I look forward to the convention, and I look forward to a Democratic victory in November. It's been a hell of a ride. It's been a hell of a ride. And what I'd like to do at this point is to introduce two people to sort of represent those who served us so well. And first, my campaign manager going back to 74 and 78, and my best friend, Dennis Cannon. What he could have done if he just had the money. And secondly, when I would think during this, when it was clear we had a real chance here, and I would think about, well, what happens if I did not win? I had feelings on both sides of that, in terms of family and so forth. But the one regret that will always sort of pain me is that this country would never have a first lady named Nikki.
Former Senator of Massachusetts Paul Tsongas announcing he's withdrawing from the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. The official announcement was that his campaign has been suspended. Tsongas speaking there live to reporters at the Parker House Hotel in Boston. Tsongas was the first Democrat to declare for the presidency well ahead of the rest of the pack. He won the New Hampshire, Maryland, and Massachusetts primaries and a handful of caucuses, performed poorly in the Super Tuesday primaries, and was beaten significantly in Michigan in Illinois on Tuesday, and his campaign resources ran out. Tsongas congratulated both Bill Clinton, who is now, if not the nominee, certainly the front runner, and California Governor Jerry Brown, the two remaining contenders for the Democratic nomination. He said, "We stood for something," Paul Tsongas did, "and hoped to bring disaffected Republicans into a coalition with Democrats that would be the formula for achieving the nomination and the White House in November." The nomination process, Paul Tsongas said, requires resources, and he was worried that the resources that he would have to obtain to continue the campaign would cause his message to be defined by others. "The message must endure," Paul Tsongas said. He did not survive his ordeals to be the agent of the re-election of George Bush, and declared himself not a spoiler. And so it was better for Paul Tsongas to get out of the race at this point. We're going to be talking about the implications of the Tsongas suspension in a moment. Our thanks to member station WBUR in Boston and Boston television station WCVB Channel 5. This is NPR's Talk of the Nation. I'm John Hockenberry.